T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts, and our top local story. Oh, there is a new worry for Southern California medical facilities that are already straining just to deal with the coronavirus itself. A potentially deadly fungus is turning up. At least one outbreak reported in L.A. County, and there are multiple reports at healthcare facilities in Orange County. The fungus can cause bloodstream infections and can be especially deadly in hospital and nursing home patients with serious health problems. Authorities say it is often resistant to antifungal medications. We could be facing more restrictions, perhaps another lockdown in the L.A. area, as the number of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continues to surge.
And it's certainly possible that another stay-at-home order could come soon, at least in the city of L.A. The COVID-19 numbers in the county just keep climbing as health experts try to find a way to put a lid on the virus. Dr. David Barron is our KNX medical expert. He's the former chief of staff at UCLA Santa Monica Medical Center. He says the fight against COVID is not going so well.
It's not going well. And it's a little bit like the cat's out of the bag. I think we need to get stricter again, maybe even swinging the pendulum a little too far in the strict direction, which is what more closures would be.
LA's mayor keeps threatening to reimpose the stay-at-home orders to try to bring down the number of infections. The positivity rate in LA County, the percentage of all people testing positive for COVID-19, has now reached 10%. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The state agency that regulates horse racing in California just made a big decision about the future of racing at Los Alamitos.
The 6-member California Horse Racing Board voted unanimously yes to allow racing to continue, not to pull the license at Los Alamitos track, even though the track could not explain why 21 racehorses have died either during races or training events on the track this year. But a rep from Los Al did pledge to them more track testing going forward, also more veterinary scrutiny of racehorses just to make sure that they're healthy and that there aren't any illegal drugs that are banned for horse racing being given to the horses. The public comment, as usual, was quite passionate. Many people who just want horse racing banned altogether spoke out. But ultimately, the board agreed to let Los Alamitos track continue doing business in the racehorses, with the racehorses, despite the deaths. And, of course, knowing that there will likely be more because the track itself acknowledged that it just cannot figure out why it's been having this terrible trouble this year with so many racehorse deaths. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Craig, thank you. Well, fast food, rideshare, and long-term care workers will be among those marching in South Los Angeles this afternoon as part of a nationwide strike for Black Lives. One of the organizers of the march here, Mashika Ronquillo, tells KNX the goal is to protest systemic racism as well as to call for safety protections at work, especially during the coronavirus pandemic.
Even though we've been going through COVID for months, but there's still a lot of, companies that are slacking, with that coverage and with that protection.
Ronquillo says another goal of the march today is to push for wage increases. A group of McDonald's workers filed a federal lawsuit against the company last week. They allege that managers of one restaurant in Florida subjected them to a racially hostile work environment and also had mistreated black customers. Well, Pasadena is fighting to keep a particular nursing home closed.
Holden Cross Healthcare Nursing Home had its license suspended and patients evacuated in June after a COVID-19 outbreak there infected 100 people and killed 8. They have a license hearing next month.
And we will stay on top of that to ensure that whatever we can do from our standpoint to keep them closed down, that we will continue to ensure that they are not up and running.
Lisa Durdaring is a spokesperson for the city of Pasadena. She says the problems there were not limited to coronavirus.
So many things that are basic necessities, from hydration to nourishment to linens being changed to the personal protective equipment being worn by the staff there, things that could have easily been changed to abide by the orders and just abide by just common sense in taking care of these patients were not followed.
Durdarian says they have plenty of other places right now to house COVID-19 patients. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Now, KNX has reached out to Golden Cross administrators for comment. We have not heard back yet. A grim milestone in Pasadena, as health officials are reporting the youngest person yet to die there from coronavirus, a 30-year-old man. They say he had several underlying health conditions and was predisposed to severe illness. 102 people have died from coronavirus in Pasadena since the pandemic began. Until now, they were all 49 years of age or older. A recently released sex offender and admitted pedophile is staying now at a motel in San Diego County. This after weekend protests drove him out of Orange and Riverside counties. Kerry J. Smith is his name. He was freed earlier this month. After 20 years without explanation, more than 20 years, at a state mental hospital. There are no restrictions on his movements, and he does not have to register as a sex offender. He was committed after openly fantasizing about raping and killing children.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.